Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Go ahead, listeners. Get that stirred up.
All right. Well, it's definitely stirred up now. You know, you're on the.
He's the best.
No, you know, I don't know. Nobody listens to me. That's fine.
But, this is the most popular radio show in Chicago.
Well, so. I know. Okay. You said it, Lawrence, not me. But
we'll send you the book.
Yeah, send me the book.
Afternoons on the Score.
Great week so far, as short as it's been. Guys have come in and really handled the short week well so far. So we'll get on the field today. We'll see what it looks like. But a lot of information thrown their way in a short period of time and working on getting our bodies as ready as we possibly can for Friday. So, but we're in a good spot right now. Excited about this opportunity.
That's Ben Johnson today talking about the Eagles game on Friday. It's Spiegel and Gabe Ramirez on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score. Tyler Ferengul, Baby T, is here. Baby T, I'm going to need you for the rest of this hour to refer to yourself only in the third person.
Baby T understands.
Thank you very much. Can you do that?
Oh, wow.
Do you think you can do that?
Baby T can do that.
All right, good.
Wow.
That's just for Mark Grody.
That's great.
Has requested that. So, you know, it's very important. And Alex Kuhn is here. Alex, I'm going to need you to refer to yourself. No, I
in the second.
Baby T, who's your least favorite football team?
Baby T's least favorite football team is those dreaded Green Bay Packers.
This is great.
The Packers! Got them tomorrow. Baby T's rooting against the Packers tomorrow, like most people are, I think. A spirited open after a spirited conversation yesterday about that. But Friday is the main course. Thanksgiving, but an appetizer. Friday is the game. The Eagles, overall, all time, Chicago owns a 29-17-1 advantage over the Eagles. That includes postseason. Okay. But I think we all know that the Eagles game that lingers is the double doink.
No. Oh, I was at that game.
Were you really?
At Soldier Field. The story goes like this, Speaks. I am kneeling down because I don't want to watch. I was drunk. I was like, I can't watch this. And I go to kneel down and I hear everybody cheer. So I'm like, we did it. And then they're like, no, they called the timeout. So as I'm like, because I'm drunk, trying to figure out what I'm doing. And then I'm like trying to go back down to recreate what I had just did. All I hear is, oh, and I'm like, wait. And they're like, it hit the upright. I'm like, no. So I missed. I like kind of saw, kind of missed. Oh. And then I ended up getting into a fight with a Philadelphia Eagles fan afterwards. I know. We're not condoning fighting.
No, no, no. Of course you're not.
This guy's ass.
It's not like you're proud of it.
No,
you're just
telling
the truth about what happened. Just,
we got a victory at some point of the night. During that game.
So he got a double doink to the face.
Yes, I can neither confirm
or the
nor
chest
deny.
Or the arm, maybe?
I don't know if there's something open for me right now. but
you were unhappy.
It was a game that broke your heart for sure, or your hand
and your hand. It was a game that broke your heart.
I was drunk.
A fight that broke your hand.
Not proud of it.
Oh man, but this is the real deal. This matchup is the real deal. We all know that the Eagles are kind of a mess internally. And have been, and maybe with the coaching staff, but they've had moments where they've been a mess in previous years too. AJ Brown has been spicy and barking about getting the ball a lot of times in his career. It's just kind of part of his profile. But anyway, what we also know is that this team is really, really talented, like beasts all over the offensive line. And we'll see if Lane Johnson is healthy enough to play. Beasts all over the defensive line. Like, we can talk about the coaches and we can talk about the skill positions and, you know, further back, but just know that on the line of scrimmage is a real ass test. You got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in the middle of that defensive line. Good luck to that big three that you went out and got in the offseason that's been playing their ass off. But this is a real, real serious matchup, isn't it, Gabe?
Yeah, I think when you're looking at this game, and obviously people talk about the trenches often, and this one's certainly going to come down to that. But I've been trying to put myself in a mind frame when it comes to Friday, right? Because we've seen success throughout the season, 8 victories, 8 happy Mondays. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, well, what's going to happen on Friday? How am I going to set myself up? What are my expectations for this? And, you know, I'm reminding myself that sometimes you have to be heartbroken on the way to becoming a real contender, right? So you don't just wake up one day and you're a contender if you're the Chicago Bears. There's heartbreak along the way.
Well, let's think about that for a second. Let's pause. Sure. Because it does happen in the NFL that teams all of a sudden become good and become playoff teams. But to truly be great and to truly be like a Super Bowl contender, you're saying that there is kind of a step process that you probably got to take.
Especially when you want to do it consistently year in and year out. Right, you're not trying to build the one-hit wonder. You want a catalog of music that you can rely on when you're doing shows when you're 50 trying to fill the stands. And that's where the Bears are at. So for me, it's like I want them to win. I hope they win. You know, I'm picturing the upset. I'm picturing Caleb do well. But, you know, I got to be honest with where the team is at in the present, right? The Eagles are a Super Bowl contending team, won it. And so the Bears are... they're not there yet. They're close, but they're not at that tier. So that's where the heartbreak comes in, Speaks, is that you're anticipating it, because at some point this season we're going to get a heartbroken. Maybe it's in Philly. Maybe it's in the playoffs. There's going to be a moment where like that magic runs out for the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. But you have to say, you can't say that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, we lost to the Eagles.
You feel like that heartbreak could be coming on Friday?
Well, see, the difference is that whereas in years past it was heartbreak and hopelessness. This year, it's heartbreak, but it's not. I'm hopeful, right, about this Bears team. And I think that's what I'm prepared for on Friday. I have to prepare myself for heartbreak, but I am hopeful for this squad for the future. When I think about Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, what they've established here in the city in a short period of time, it is not to go out and win the Super Bowl this year. It is to change the culture of the Bears. This is not the old Bears. To give the fan base an opportunity to rewire your thinking about this team. And I think that's where I'm at. I don't want to be like, oh, see, I told you they suck. No.
It's interesting. Well, yeah, I think you're connecting to the way that we've been describing this year. This is the bonus year. This is like Cubs 2015.
Yes.
This is the year before. It's like, what, Blackhawks 2009 or 2010?
And you're hoping it's not White Sox 2020. Where then, like, you know, you kind of go off a cliff after that.
Yeah. But, like, this is the year before you're expected to truly be great. You're kind of thought to be, oh, maybe they could be next. Or like, but, oh, I didn't expect this to be this good. To your point, by the way, Ben Johnson's goal for year one, and I know this as fact, was to flip the culture.
Yeah.
Not like to figure out whether Caleb is a stud or not. Caleb's in year two of a contract. They got next year as well to figure that out. No, the goal in year one was to set a standard and flip the culture. And that has happened. Like, that's a win in the big picture. Yeah. So, well, let me ask you directly then.
Sure.
If they lose on Friday and you have that pang, that familiar pang of like, damn it, we're just not good enough. Is it not going to hurt as much?
Well, because I think in years past, like let's say like the Commanders game, you then think that it's over. Everything's going to topple over and it will continue to be bad. The cynic in you is going to come out because you are a Bears fan and that's what happens. But I think that's what's different this year, where you can lose this game and then you can listen to Coach what Coach Wanstead said earlier on the show with us, that it will be just one game. And they'll be able to look at it and see the areas that of need for the Chicago Bears, that they're a little depleted. And I think that's the coolest thing about this game, is that you can lose this game to the Eagles. I do think they're going to, obviously I'm a meathead, meatball fan. I think they're going to win. But if you lose, as a Bears fan, you can just point to areas that you're like, oh, damn, in the offseason, if we get another this, and in the draft, if we get this, this team in particular is going to be dangerous. And I think that's what the takeaway should be if you end up losing on Friday.
All right, interesting. It feels like you're setting yourself up for a potential moral victory, a potential preemptive moral victory feeling that you might be able to have with this one. And we can throw open the phone lines. Let's throw open the phone lines in case anybody's around here on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Could you see yourself feeling okay if they represent well but lose? How about if, you know, is that part of it? If they play okay and lose, 312-644-6767, if you want to hop in and talk about it, phone lines are open. If you want to text, you can do that as well. Because it's interesting to me, Gabe, I've done a lot of talking about moral victories. Like, when they were bad.
Right.
You know, last year and the year before. But really, the year before, I flat out set up a moral victory. We would have moral victory chicken, you know, on a Monday.
That's great.
Because it would be like, all right, was Justin Fields good? Did Ryan Poles' draft acquisitions have a good day? Did Matt Eberflus and his staff show you that they deserve to be thought of in a professional manner? Those three things. And I would take, if you got two out of three, all right, we'll call it a moral victory. I don't know what that would look like for this necessarily. What does a moral victory look like on Friday? What does a loss look like that still is a moral victory on Friday?
And it's interesting, right? Because the moral victories that you're talking about, you had to look for those because actual victories were few and far between. But now the victories are there, right? So the measuring stick becomes a little bit different. And as you mentioned, right, Chicago Fire, I do the soccer stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes in soccer, you can tie with a team and it still be looked at as a victory, right? Because you tied a really good team.
Sure.
So they look at it like, damn, we should have won that game, but we tied. So they're mad. But you on the other side or the other opposing team is like, whew, we just tied one of the better teams in the league. So there's moral victories there. And I think that's what I'm looking for the Chicago Bears. Do I want them to win? Absolutely. Do I want Caleb to throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns? Of course. Kyle Manungai, DeAndre Swift, touchdowns? Yes. But they have a defense. They're Super Bowl defending Super Bowl champions. So to me, it's like, where before you were like, can you not get embarrassed a couple of years ago? That was the bar for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Then it was lose close games. Don't get blown out, right? And now it's when you're playing the best teams in the league, don't get embarrassed, right? Like if you're close enough to that threshold, then you can say if a team that's on the rise, they can be in that conversation next year.
So what does it look like? So a moral victory Friday. Hold on, let's think about it.
One score loss.
Okay, so yes, I mean, so a close enough loss, a one score loss.
Got to be one score.
But what if they
can't be 10? Nope, don't want it.
What if there's a late accidental touchdown that makes it 9, and all of a sudden that ain't
Bears should
have
scored more points. No. One score has got to be it because if it's 10 points, then it's you're not on their level.
Okay,
if it's one score, it's you're pieces away from their level.
All right, so we can narrow this down, but let's go ahead and talk about it. One score loss. How about this? God.
Saquon Barkley got a rush for less than .110.
But I mean, he's averaging so much less than that.
That's why you got to do it.
Call it a hundo.
Got to be less than a hundo.
Saquon Barkley less than a hundo.
Right. Explosive plays got to be minimal. You know they're going to go Devontae Smith over the top.
Smith might not play. So probably AJ Brown.
Okay.
Okay. But so all right. But so defense. I mean, you're thinking on defense. You can't allow more than what 25 points? 20 points?
It's got to be 25. Got to be up there. That's defending Super Bowl champs. This is 20, what I'm saying.
I'd call it 24. Speaks. 24 points or less.
Like
allowed.
If the defense can't stop Philadelphia, but the offense can get close enough, then you can say, okay, we're close. You know?
Right, right. Well, I mean, let's look at what the Eagles average. Okay, points per game, they're averaging 23.2. So look, I kind of nailed it with the 24.
Right.
So
there.
Let's hold them to their average at the very least.
Can you get an interception on Jalen Hurts? Only has one. You know, can you do that? Because then I can say, okay, I believe in your defense. It's not fluky.
Yeah, but one interception, one game is too fluky for me to lean on.
Okay.
So I refute that one. Let's go to offense. What does Caleb need to do? How about a quarterback rating of 95? Something 90?
That's high. For 90? Him, that's high for him lately.
Well, I mean, he's at like 90.
Can I get him over 57% completion percentage?
Oh man. How about over 60? How about over 60?
That's a tough ask. That's a hard ask.
But he's had seven games where he's been under 60. They're 7-0 in those games, which is crazy. That's insane.
Well, that's why they ran the rock in those instances.
Yeah, yeah. Right. No, I think there's a Caleb number
two
in
touchdowns.
There.
I need two touchdowns.
From Caleb?
Yes.
But that number, so it's got to be, I mean, it'll be the eye test. Did Caleb look overwhelmed? I want to see him not try to be a hero over and over. I want to see him execute the offense, right? So how do we say this? I want to see him. I think let's go quarterback rating. I want to see him with a quarterback rating. Call it 93. Okay.
Cairo Santos maximum two field goals.
Is that fair?
So they haven't like.
So they get some touchdowns.
So they get touchdowns.
Some touchdowns. So maximum two field goals.
You want to see some red zone percentage. Yes. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines and we can help kind of. If you want to text in things that would help you have it feel like a moral victory, that's pretty interesting to me. Phone lines are open 312-644-6767. This is Scott in South Elgin. You're on the Score with Spiegs and Gabe. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good evening, boys.
What's going on?
Thinking about how I would have felt about being 8-3 before this season started going into Black Friday.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And I'd have been pretty damn elated.
Like, you are. Okay, present tense, you are.
So now they're coming into this game where I think what ruined everything for the season was the Vikings game in game one. It was a nationally televised game. It was a game the Bears were supposed to win, and they just came out flat. They didn't get it done. But now, they pulled all these wins together, stacking wins. And now it's gone up. The air is going up. But I don't think they're going to win tomorrow.
So it's Friday. See? If they lose but play well, is that can you forecast a moral victory for yourself?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right.
See? And that was a positive absolutely. That was like...
That was an easy
after
one.
A loss.
Yeah.
That was like... I've never seen somebody happier about talking about a loss.
That was an easy one for him. Jake in Ravenswood, you're on the Score with Spiegs and Gabe. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I think the question was about moral victories. I think if it's a one-score game, offense looks solid. If we're limiting turnovers of Caleb, I'd say, doesn't have a turnover and offense, if he's more accurate on his passes. Along with the defense, I would say the number I put out there is if we hold him to under 27-28, I feel pretty good about it. And, if we show, like, a complete game, I'm fine with a moral victory, honestly. I mean, I feel like it's already gravy. We're 8-3, didn't expect to be here. So, if it's a close game, I'm fine with that. The Eagles obviously are a great team, even though they got some drama. So, those are my thoughts, and appreciate you guys putting on a great show, and hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, Jake, you too, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, one score game. I'm going to take his number down and put it right there at 24, because the Eagles are averaging 23.6. So call it, hold the Eagles to their average.
Can I get a long drive, like a 10-play, 6-minute drive? Can I get one of those?
Man, that'll feel good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you see that. We've seen 14-play, 75-yard drives that take 8 minutes. You want to see them. That's what it is. You want to see them be able to control the ball and be themselves, show their identity. Can you run the ball against the Eagles on the road, man? You want to see moments of that. I totally agree. I'm going to give you that.
Where's the ball?
I'm going to give you showcasing your identity by running the ball, right? And that's a sort of a soft conversation, but a long drive will do that.
Can we throw in don't get out coached? Like, you know what I mean? We're talking about, because you finally have a coach where it should be, you guys did the same, and then you just had more talent than we did.
It's an interesting question. Interesting question.
I don't want Nick Sirianni to, pull some stuff out, or Vic Fangio to just outcoach Ben. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to get outcoached.
You want to feel like Ben measures up as a head coach.
That well said.
Well, so how about this? Think about it. He's been a really good game manager this year, right? You're watching this. You are not seeing, like, what the hell is he thinking? So good game management. Solid game management from Ben is really good. That's really good. We'll continue the conversation and keep rolling with the phone calls at 312-644-6767. What could constitute a moral victory on Friday? And are you okay with that? It's Spiegs and Gabe Ramirez. I got a Caleb one very specifically to throw at you when we come back on the Score.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
670 the Score. Some textures don't like this. Moral victories? Really? Bears are going to win. Wrong team is favored.
7 points?
Yeah. Here's another one. At this point, wins are moral victories. Yeah. Yeah. You know, people just want Philly's not playing dominant football. No moral victory for the Bears. These are the textures into Speaks and
Gabe
Ramirez.
They're getting greedy.
Yeah, they are. I have some thoughts and some specifics about what the moral victory might look like and might need to happen if indeed the Bears were to represent well. I want to run those by you in total in a minute. But first, there's breaking baseball news, and breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. From John Heyman, Dylan Cease, the former White Sox pitcher, former Cubs prospect, former Padres pitcher, is signing with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Ooh.
7 years, $210 million for Dylan Cease. He joins a really, really good team and a good organization that got contributions from 40-plus Max Scherzer, from late-30s Chris Bassitt, mid-30s Shane Bieber, mid-30s Kevin Gausman, and then they've got a few others, obviously. Yeah. You know, but they add Dylan Cease for 7 at 210. I did not think the Cubs were going to be trafficking in those waters. Doesn't bother me on that level. I want the Cubs to go get Michael King. There are other possibilities as well, and we can entertain those at another time. But for me, I'm not like sitting here going, I can't believe the Cubs let him go. I know some people are feeling that, though.
I think the Toronto Blue Jays took the money that they were going to give to Shohei, and they said, here you go, Dylan Cease. We can go ahead and take care of you. They're a good squad. They were close. Obviously, they feel like they're, you know, a pitcher or two away. I had the luxury of going to Toronto this summer to go watch the White Sox play the Blue Jays when they beat them. And so the stadium is beautiful, especially when it's opened up. You know they have a hotel?
Yeah, right there.
Like in center field?
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
That's insane.
Sometimes you can catch people making sweet love in that hotel during a ball game.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course they would.
It's happened before.
Dirty. I like it. Now Dylan Cease is going to be able to now, see some,
Dylan Cease
some
can
sweet
watch
love
that.
Making.
Yeah, just turn around, wipe down that ball, and see somebody else wiping down the ball.
So that doesn't bother you at all? Because I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about David Hall. Thinking about Mark Grody.
I'm not crazy about Dylan Cease at 7-210. I wasn't crazy about him overall. I got to tell you, his results have not matched his stuff for several years now.
I had a big argument with my brother. He was talking about how good he was with the White Sox. Like, do you not remember the first couple of seasons? Dylan Cease pitched for the White Sox. They weren't very good.
Yeah.
You know, we had a good year, and then, you know, the Sox, you know, moved on from him. But, you know, this wasn't consistently good.
He's not really able to give you the kind of length you dream of from a starting pitcher. That not, a lot of teams don't even bother to do that. I get it. He does have very good swing and miss stuff, but I just don't. The results have not matched. Maybe Toronto will figure something out. Maybe he will. But I think there's a lot of bad years coming on that contract.
I'm sorry to bogart the conversation with baseball talk real quick.
But don't do it.
I am curious because, you know, I've on the Chicago lead, David Hall and I, we talk a lot about Cubs and Shota Imanaga, and we've had differences of opinions on that. Just curious quickly. The 1 year, him taking it, qualifying offer, $22 million.
I was shocked that they offered him the qualifying offer.
It's part of the deal. It's part of like how it went down, right?
I believe that they were thinking he was going to turn down the qualifying offer. I do not like the value at all of Shota Imanaga at $22 million when you are perhaps cash strapped. It seems.
The Cubs?
Yeah, in terms of what you're going to go out, what they're going to do, in terms of what baseball operations is allowed to do, this is a guy you did not trust when he was on full rest in your most important game of the season. And I'm surprised that they offered him that qualifying offer. And I believe from everything we've heard, I believe they were surprised he accepted.
Okay. Just wanted to know quickly. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Can you imagine, folks, feeling like you got a moral victory this Friday if the Bears play well, represent, and lose to the Eagles? And what would that look like? This is Ron in Mount Prospect on 670 The Score. What's up, Ron? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks.
I think time of possession. Get the Bears to have the ball 35 minutes. I think that's a moral victory.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at...
That could be, Ron, that the Eagles are scoring too quickly.
No, but overall, time of possession, the Bears are 10th in the NFL at 31 minutes and change. The Eagles are 11th at 30 and 49 seconds. So your number's pretty good in terms of 35 minutes of time of possession, and you feel like they are controlling the ball. And that speaks to, you know, showcasing your identity by running the ball, or at least possessing it for a good amount of time.
Yeah, and we talked about, obviously, sustained drives for the Chicago Bears.
I like that.
That's going to be their best defense against the Eagles, right? We've seen it in games against Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Keep those guys off the field and minimize the explosive plays. And that could result. Listen, we can envision how the Bears can get to a victory, right? But we can also envision how they might lose. And so it's about just, you know, softening that blow for me.
Let me give you a specific on Caleb.
Yeah.
This from Kevin Fishbane at The Athletic the other day.
Shout out, Fishy.
It has been 25 games since Caleb Williams had two turnovers in a game.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's only played in 28 or something.
So
like
he hasn't had two turnovers in a game in 25 games. So I need him to continue that streak.
Okay, love that.
Less than two turnovers. A texter said this, less than 2.5 sacks. I think that's great. That speaks to Caleb and time to throw, but also speaks to Caleb and not trying to be a hero. It also speaks to the offensive line doing their job on the road. And no intentional grounding, said the same texter. Like, those are kind of all under the Caleb umbrella. The less than two turnovers, less than 2.5 sacks, and no intentional grounding. If he does that on the road against a real defense and a real coordinator, that would feel morally representative.
Is this going to be the best defense Caleb Williams will have faced in his career? Because they didn't take on the Eagles last year, right?
I don't know. This Eagles defense, it's 8th in points, but it's 20th in yards. I mean, they don't give up explosives. They give up the fewest explosive plays in the NFL, and the Bears have the most explosive plays in the NFL. So we should probably think about that one as one of the things. Are they able to get explosives against this Vic Fangio defense and do what they do? You know, that's an interesting one to think about.
Did you watch the Cowboys-Eagles game?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they kind of fell apart. Not kind of. They fell apart in the second half.
Yeah. Saquon had a fumble. They had a punt return fumble, too.
It was just like you wouldn't have been able to predict something like that. So I think they're going to come out and really try to play, you know, succinct, executing well on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the part that's going to be tough for the Bears. I heard, you know, Olin and Patrick in the post game wishing that the Eagles would win so that way they can kind of overlook the Chicago Bears and maybe it could be like some sort of a trap game. Then they lose the game and now it's like, oh, damn, they're coming in full force.
We'll continue to take your calls and suggestions via text on, you know, what parameters to look at to even consider such a thing. I've got one more numerical one that I'm interested in bringing up. But first, let's go back to the phones. Mike is on the Northwest side. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Bears can, if they lose this game, they could still make it into the playoffs. So that's the victory right there. I mean, we've seen early on in the season, they lost to the Ravens, and then they went on a four-game win streak. Now, the schedule is going to get pretty tough, but it's possible with this team.
Yeah, it is, that they could lose this game and still make the playoffs. Sure, they could lose this game and still win the division. It's not a division game.
I hear some more moral victory for you. You know how sometimes you face a really, really good team, and then when you face an inferior squad after that, you're like, oh, we're going to whoop your ass because you're not as good as that other team we just faced. You know what I mean? And maybe so the Bears need some Philadelphia Eagles before they go up against the Green Bay Packers twice, before they face the 49ers and the Lions in the last two games in the season. Like, maybe it's something like that. Because when you look at the amount of points they gave up to the Lions and the Packers, I think it was like 7 and 6, respectively, to both teams. I mean, they put a nice little can of a whooping on them. Mm-hmm. And so if the Bears can kind of feel that level of intensity and then understand that they got to bring that same thing to their NFC North foes, I think that could be like part of the moral victory as well.
Here's my other number. Red zone success.
Okay.
Right now, as an offense, the Bears, in terms of red zone touchdown percentage, are at about 58%. That's 16th in the NFL. Red zone percentage on offense for the Eagles is 78%. That's number one.
Oh my God.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles get touchdowns. They get in the red zone, they get touchdowns. I want the Bears to develop towards that. I want to see a red zone success rate above 67%. So above 2 out of 3. You get in the red zone, you get touchdowns, not field goals. I don't care about Cairo field goals. I mean, if they get a couple because they have other drives that stall, okay. I want touchdowns. I want 7. I want to see them finish the deal. So above 67%. And similarly, I want to see them hold the Eagles to lower than 67%. Can I get an amen for red zone percentage?
Amen. E amen. I will say
that. Can I get an amen, Ogbong Bamija?
That's
Ogbong Bamija. Can I get an amen? Red zone percentage.
I'm a little too religious to throw that one out there.
Are you? I'm sorry about that. All right. Dude, Ruben's playing this video game called Skate, right? Where he's doing all this skateboarding. And there's a move that, because he's tasked with all these moves he's got to complete on skateboarding. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
There's a move that's called the Christ.
Oh, wow. And it's his favorite move.
I don't know if it's his favorite, right? But he's like, yeah, I'm doing a backwards Christ. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's a Christ. And he's showing it to me. And I'm like, whoo, boy.
That's an interesting one.
I don't feel good. I'm Jewish, but I don't feel good talking about that.
I got another deep stat for you here.
Okay, good. Right,
so we're talking about red zone.
Tremendous segue.
Scores. I was trying to save it.
Thank you very much. Don't worry. We're going to be okay.
3.5 red zone attempts per game. That's what they're averaging. Okay. The Eagles, on the other hand, only 2.5. So they're scoring at a higher rate even with less attempts than when they get down there.
Oh, that's red zone attempts?
Red zone like appearances per game. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's tricky. So we're talking about a small number here and a small margin.
Bears get down there a lot. They're just putting up the field goal. So if they can get the tutties while they're in there.
Uh-huh.
I like this. I like where we're going here.
Me Spiegel. Too. This is Jim in Tinley Park. Jim, you're on 670 The Score with me, Matt Spiegel, and M. Gabe Ramirez. What's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I definitely think it's possible to walk away with a moral victory, but I have a very specific definition of when you guys say, well, they got to play well. Very specifically on offense, I'm looking for them to play well, and very specifically in an area that Caleb, I feel like in other games, because you guys got to remember, this is the first legit starting quarterback that they've played like in, I can't remember the last time, like, they had like Jackson Dart, I guess, was it, but he didn't finish the game.
Point.
Other than that, they've had a lot of second and even third string quarterbacks, right? So there have been a couple of plays, and you know, Speaks, you alluded to it earlier, and Gabe, I heard you say, you know, the completion percentage and the need to get big plays, right? And there are at least once or twice a game, you know, you hear the announcer say, well, Caleb would like that one back, right?
Yep,
and unfortunately, they're on, like, it's DJ wide open, and it's if he puts just a little less air underneath that ball to roam, you know, and it's like once or twice a game, and I'm like, all right, they're getting away with this right now, but when it's a legit quarterback on the other side, and I thought we were maybe going to get it. We didn't get Aaron Rodgers last week, but I can't be the only fan that's like, they're not going to keep getting away with missing those plays. Like, Caleb's got to hit on them if they want to contend with the big boy.
I agree. So what number do you want? Do you want a percentage number, or do you want a quarterback rating, which will take the percentage into account, you know?
Yeah, I would, right? I would say, I mean, I'd like to see the completion percentage come up a little bit.
Yep.
But, I mean, the Eagles' defense is going to be tough. So I would say the QB rating here, like, if he hits on even one of those home run balls in the last couple games, they go into the fourth quarter comfortably and not having to eke out a win.
Yes,
right?
Like, yes.
So that's what I want to see. If Caleb can do that against a legit defense, and they're in the game because of him, even if the defense, which is banged up, you know, even if they don't play well and everything else, if I see that and I see that he can do it against a legit top defense, I'm going to feel pretty good going forward.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, it's important. I'm still going to go with QB rating because it'll take the percentage into account, but it'll also take the turnovers into account. You know, so if you don't commit the turnovers and keep it up high, Caleb on the season has a 91.3 quarterback rating. I mean, call it that number. I need to see him be there or above. If you want to go QBR, we could look at that too. But that puts him 20th in the NFL in quarterback rating. He's 33rd in completion percentage, which is not sustainable for a good team.
There's only 32 quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's just
starting quarterbacks.
It is not sustainable for a good team. So we could call a completion percentage and call it, you know, how about 65, Caleb? Get it above, you got to be above 60 at the very least. Get it above 65, you know, in a single game. But to me, I end up wanting to go rating because at least he'll take the, but also, again, it's the eye test. You want to see him be accurate. You don't want to see him miss receivers at all. This is Ray in Plainfield on the score. What's up, Ray? How are you?
I'm well. So my thing is, before the season, I would have took a million moral victories. But now that the Bears are 8-3 and we are what our record says we are, there are no moral victories. We need real victories.
Hey, man, I appreciate you.
So you're expecting a victory on Friday is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he's expecting a victory, and he wants a victory. Yeah. And it's funny because I started the week with that here on the score, that you are what your record says you are, which is about results versus process. But you brought this up, Gabe Ramirez. You're talking about process. You want to see this thing happen. In the NFL, crazy things can happen.
Any given Sunday, you can win. We've seen that.
I'm with you.
The Eagles have two losses to the Cowboys and the Giants. Bears beat both of them.
Due respect to Ray, I'm with you. If there's a loss, but it's a one-score loss, there's solid game management from Ben Johnson. You possess the ball for 35 minutes. I like that caller's one. Mm-hmm. And Caleb has a rating of 93 or so, you know, less than two turnovers, less than 2.5 sacks, no intentional grounding. You hold them to 24 points or less.
I love this list.
It's like, right? This is a good list.
Good list. Makes me feel good right now. I gotta be honest.
Saquon Barkley, less than 100 yards. You know, these kind of things, you give me like a high percentage of these items on this list, I'm probably feel pretty good.
Yeah, especially because now you're 2015 Cubs.
Yeah. And you know what those 2015 Cubs had, by the way? They had one of my single greatest moments as a baseball fan. One of them. After they vanquished the Cardinals in that 2015 NLDS, baby, on the Schwarber home run onto the right field scoreboard game. At that night, when the Cardinals had been beaten, it was like, oh, hell yeah, game on.
We're here. Yeah.
We're here.
And that's ultimately what the Bears want to feel at the end of this game. We are here. We are no longer the old Bears. We can now compete. We're at the top of the league, and we will be for the next several seasons.
Yeah. He's Gabe Ramirez. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. If you've just gotten in your car, didn't hear, Dylan Cease is a Toronto Blue Jay. 7 years. $210 million. The stove has been hot and heavy. Brandon Nimmo for Marcus Semien. Here's a Dylan Cease signing. There have been other trades. There's stuff that is moving around. Cubs already signed a reliever in Phil Maton. And there are more moves to come, maybe as soon as right now. Right now, we'll be paying attention. When we come back, reporters are fighting in Philly. We love that here on The Score.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I feel good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Tomorrow is the NFL Thanksgiving triple header, starting with Packers at Lions, followed by Chiefs at Cowboys, and then the nightcap of Bengals at Ravens. Tomorrow's triple header coverage begins at 11 right here and continues throughout the day on The Score, and you can get it via the Odyssey app. So that's awesome. You're driving around doing errands or traveling to get to your games. You can hear all, or get to your family, I should say. You can hear all the football games right here on The Score.
Could you imagine all the fights when you're trying to watch all three football games completely and they're like, this isn't Sunday. Get off the TV. Uh-huh. But that's how good it gets. And then I heard you guys are going to have Matt Forte on?
We are going to have Matt Forte on. We're going to have him in studio, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
In fact, let's give away some passes to come hang out with us and be with Matt Forte. Caller 6 and caller 7 right now to our Score contest line at 312-540-0670. We'll get a chance to win two tickets to Spiegel & Ohm's live broadcast on December 4th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. Stick around, because Matt Forte will be hosting a signing for his book. Stay wow. in the game, making the most of every season. Books available for purchase on the site.
Can I give you a small Matt Forte fact?
Quickly, yes.
Tidbit?
Yes, you can.
I DJed his birthday party once.
Did you really?
I'm not even a DJ.
Baby T heard it first.
See, Baby T knows. I DJed at the Bugatti store in downtown Chicago.
That's amazing. The Bugatti store.
He used to be on our morning show on B96 weekly, and then I used to play the music for the Bears for a couple of weeks, and he assumed that I was a DJ. And he's like, hey, do you want to DJ my, because I talk to him every week. You want to DJ my birthday party? Absolutely.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
I call my buddy who's an actual DJ, and I'm like, yo, check it out. We're DJing Matt Forte's birthday party. So, I love Matt Forte. Shout out Matt Forte. Shout out his wife.
It's that great. Is amazing. That's the best. You call the buddy. He's like, guess what? We just got a gig.
We're DJing. He's like, you don't DJ. No. I am that night.
I just got to stand up there and smile. Look good. You know, you can be next to me. And did it work out? Of course it worked out.
I know how to put one headphone on one ear and hold my hand up there. I know how to do
did
that.
Did he let you spin or scratch at all?
There were a couple. I just did the whole, like, I wouldn't blend records.
Yes.
I would, like, play one, and I'd be like, everybody make some noise. Oh, play the next song.
You're the man on the mic. That's phenomenal.
Shout out Matt Forte.
Gabe is a serial entrepreneur, man, out here making it happen. All right, so, Alex, tell me about this. This is reporters are tussling, or Baby T? Baby T, you can tell me about this.
Yeah, so this was during Vic Fangio's press conference, right after he was actually asked about Ben Johnson and the Bears' offense. And take a listen to this little back and forth here after one of his answers.
You know, that one, I'm not sure really what happened there. But they subbed, so we should be able to sub. And we didn't get off in time.
Finish.
What's that?
When you're... Shut up. When you're the guy finished
that. Oh, my God.
They're wasting...
We're good.
We're good. No, you're not. Give that to me again. I want to listen to the back half again. That's amazing.
Shut up.
Because here's the thing. It happens all the time. Those little face-off moments happen all the time. And you hear it at Bears press conferences all the time.
It's tense.
It can be tense, but it usually doesn't go like this.
You know, that one, I'm not sure really what happened there. But they subbed, so we should be able to sub. And we didn't get off in time.
Finish.
What's that?
When you're... Shut up. When you're the guy finish the answer.
We're good.
You know what? They sound like the Eagles players.
Philly being Philly right there. Shout out Philly.
I gotta say, man, when Olin said earlier that you got a chance on Friday to get them doubting themselves and get them fighting on the sidelines.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that too. That's a wrap. Think about that, because you got a good thing going. You guys don't fight on the sidelines. You guys are all in it together. Coaches will yell at you, and you'll take it because they're the coaches. They're the bosses. They're holding you to a standard. But they got players yelling at each other, players yelling at coaches. Maybe the Bears can culture themselves to a win on Friday.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll be wishing for it.
I know you will. Gabe Ramirez, what a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Always like being on with you, Speaks. You know that.
I do, and I like when you're here. Gabe Ramirez has been in for Lawrence Holmes. Thank you to our guests on the show. Olin Kreutz was terrific at 4 o'clock, as was Dave Wanstead at 3. Thank you to Baby T, Tyler Farringle, for doing a great job these 3 days. Thank you to Alex Kuhn for absolutely crushing it these 3 days. Been fun, and I appreciate working with all of you guys very much. Listeners, we appreciate you more than you can even imagine. Blessed to get to do this as a job every day and get to come in and hang out with you. So thank you for that. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, to you and yours. For Gabe Ramirez and Baby T and Alex Kuhn, I'm Matt Spiegel saying thank you so much. Enjoy your Wednesday night and a happy Thanksgiving.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
And then happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.